This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up, Jody Peterson interviews Republican Delta County Commissioner candidate Wendell Kuntz, plus a look at voter intimidation concerns around the West. First, these headlines.
Starting the week of October 26th, a river improvement project will get underway along the Uncompahgre River in Montrose, reports the Montrose Daily Press. The $1.6 million project will stabilize riverbanks, improve habitat, and increase river access and fishing opportunities for the public. The work will take place on a 41-acre tract along the river that was recently donated to the city of Montrose by Colorado Outdoors. And it's funded by grants from the Colorado Water Conservation Board and Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and by the Montrose Urban Renewal Authority. Delta area pets can get low-cost spay or neuter surgery in late October. Mile High Canine Rescue and Bergen Spay and Neuter Alliance will provide spay and neuter surgery for just $30, which includes free vaccinations and a microchip with ID information. For those with limited means, sponsorships are available to cover up to 100% of the cost. Dog surgeries will take place on October 29th and 30th, and cat surgeries on October 31st and November 1st. You can sign up at bergenspayandneuter.org. Bergen is spelled B-E-R-G-E-N. You can also call 303-868-2247. Police dog K-9 Ox died earlier this week, shortly after being retired from the Delta County Sheriff's Office. Ox, age 10, was taken out of service on September 19th after serving Montrose and Delta counties for 9 years. He had an untreatable cancer and was euthanized. Ox earned many awards over the years, including the Colorado Police K-9 Association Detector Case of the Year in 2016. Extreme fire danger persists across all of Colorado. The East Troublesome Fire, northwest of Denver, has been burning at a rate of 6,000 acres per hour. Here's Colorado Parks and Wildlife's Joe Lewandowski explaining that fire restrictions are in place and hunters and other people outdoors need to be extremely careful.
So this weekend we have second rifle season is starting, and so a lot of people are going to be rolling into, you know, the North Fork, Montrose, Delta areas. And hunters need to be aware that the Forest Service and the BLM have stage one fire restrictions in place. And what that means is no one camping in the forest can have an open campfire. So you can't go, you know, dig a little hole and put up some rocks and build a fire in it. That's prohibited. Fires can only be started in Forest Service campgrounds, in approved metal grate rings, or if you have a wall tent, they can be started inside the wood stove, but the wood stove must have a spark arrestor. People need to be really careful as they're hauling around their equipment. You know, chains dragging on the ground can send up sparks, and the woods are so dry right now, so fire can start very quickly, spread very quickly, and at all altitudes.
For KVNF, I'm Jody Peterson.
As we approach Election Day, some states in our region are preparing for potential voter intimidation and violence following rhetoric from President Donald Trump. Mountain West News Bureau's Bo Baker reports.
President Trump did not mince words at the first debate when addressing his supporters.
Go into the polls and watch very carefully, because that's what has to happen. I am urging them to do it.
A recent report led by the think tank Political Research Associates says far-right militia and white supremacy groups are a real threat to the election process in Nevada. But
you can't just simply, you know, use a border to determine their presence.
That's Robert Futrell, a sociologist at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He spent more than 15 years looking into white supremacist groups. He says today's interconnected networks of radical, potentially armed groups go well beyond state borders. And
they see Trump as an ally. And when he says things such as stand down, stand by, and uses these military terms indicating to be ready for action, it means something. Those signals are deeply impactful among those networks, and they embolden them.
Voter intimidation laws vary in our region. No states in the Mountain West prohibit guns from polling places outright. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bo Baker.
In this year's election, Delta County has one contested commissioner race for District 3. Republican Wendell Kuntz and independent Jer Lau are on Delta County ballots, and Jody Peterson spoke with Wendell Kuntz on Thursday. We'll hear from his opponent on the next newscast.
briefly describe your background and experience.
I'm a marine geologist. I've also served as a Hotchkiss town trustee and two terms as Hotchkiss mayor.
Why are you interested in becoming a county commissioner?
I'm at a point in my life where I would like to give back. And I'm inspired by my mother-in-law who says, get engaged and do things to make the world better.
What are your priorities for Delta County if you were to be elected?
Number one is economic development. We need to get behind the One Delta County program 100%, providing opportunities for Delta County citizens and our young folks who'd like to stay and raise their own families here. And then second of all, the implementation of our new land use code that's gotten a lot of attention lately as it's going through its certification and adoption process. And it's going to take a lot of work to get that implemented and do it correctly.
What are the major components of the Delta County economy that you would want to focus on developing?
Value-added ag is always a big one, but also light manufacturing and home businesses.
And what's your opinion on marijuana growing?
That's still a federal prohibition, and it's a concern to me that we would bring that on the Delta County citizens if that goes differently. Certainly, citizens and municipalities this time around in Cedar Ridge and Pioneer have the right to make their own decisions there. That's in the Constitution for the state of Colorado.
What do you think about the Delta County land use plan?
I think it does a real good job. It's certainly head and shoulders above the specific development regulation that we had before that was a one-size-fit-all. This is more adaptive and fits what's on the ground right now. Does it require tweaking and moving forward? Yeah, but it's been 2.5 years, 3 years in the making, and I think it's a pretty good plan.
We're experiencing severe drought here in Delta County. If you were elected commissioner, what would you do to improve the reliability of water supplies?
For all the municipalities, I'm only aware of in depth of Hotchkiss right now because we updated our source water protection plan laws, and that's very important to the town. Countywide, working with Gunnison Basin Roundtable really drove home the need to keep Western Slope water on the Western Slope. So we need to, one, be more efficient in our ag processes, and that's been ongoing for 20-some years, but also be smart in our domestic uses, too.
Let's talk a little bit about how your campaign is being financed. Are you paying for this yourself? Are you receiving donations?
I just found out today that I failed to register a committee to accept donations and make expenditures on my behalf for this election. But I corrected that this morning. I've just registered a committee, and I'm on my way to compliance with the state of Colorado on campaign elections. I believe in Delta County. I really do. This is one of the last best places on earth, and I'm here to work to make it better.
And that was the Republican Delta County Commissioner candidate for District 3, Wendell Kuntz. For KVNF, I'm Jody Peterson.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.